Wynton Marsalis writes, Clark Terry is the epitome of jazz trumpet, of jazz, and of human kindness. His first pupil was Quincy Jones, says Matt Mentoff. And he was the first to recognize the potential of Miles Davis. I'm Rhonda Hamilton with Toast of the Nation, staying in Chicago to share a swingin' set from 23 years ago, New Year's Eve 1989. It's cold outside, fur coat weather, but inside Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase, the room is warm and festive, with Red Holloway on saxophone and on trumpet, Clark Terry. Clark Terry with Red Holloway on sax, New Year's Eve 1989, and again in 2012 on Toast of the Nation.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly. That was, of course, you know, Charlie Parker's The Hymn. We'd like to jump right in and feature our pianist, Willie the Picker Pickens, and a number dedicated to his charming bride who happens to be on the scene tonight. This one is a Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you.
Willie Pickens. Willie the Picker Pickens. Thank you very kindly for Willie Pickens and Duke Ellington's sophisticated ladies. We'd like now to pay tribute to the late, great Eddie Heyward through the medium of one of his tunes. We hope that you remember. It's a jazz standard. It's called Canadian Sunset.
Thank you.
Willie Pickens, Larry Gray, and Charles Brahm are the rhythm section. We're reprising a live broadcast with the Clark Terry Quintet on Toast of the Nation. Clark Terry and Red Holloway are on the air from Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase in Chicago on New Year's Eve, 1989. Way back in 1947, Joe Siegel instigated Tuesday night jazz sessions at Roosevelt College, and his Jazz Showcase presents jazz 7 nights a week to this day. Here's Joe Siegel.
Let's have our countdown now for goodbye 1989 and hello 1990. Here we go. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Mountain Time listeners from Toast of the Nation. 1 hour from now, we'll ring in 2013 Pacific Time.
Happy New Year, everybody. A happy new decade of music. We would like to take this opportunity to thank all of our friends of the Jazz Showcase throughout the nation and the world that have supported us through the years, going now into our 44th year of presenting the greatest music in the world. So happy New Year. We hope to see you in the coming year and years to come. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.
doodle don't you bab do wee sweep. She ain't long to have to have a jibabble when you ain't fall. She'll do
From January 1st, 1990, Clark Terry and Red Holloway are giving us one of the best Auld Lang Synes we've ever heard on New Year's Eve from NPR.
Thank you very kindly. I can think of no better way to start a year out in jazz than to play something very smooth and beautiful that was written by Duke Ellington. And I hope that 1990 will prove to be as beautiful and as smooth for all of you here and all of us who are listening tonight and hanging out and enjoying life. I hope it will be as beautiful a year for you as the tune which Ellington wrote titled Mood Indigo.
Thank you.
Thank you very kindly for Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. We'd like now to do a little original, thank you very much, a little original now of our own little thing called The Snapper.
From New Year's morning 1990, Willie Pickens is on piano with Larry Gray bass and Charlie Brohm drums at Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase. Timothy Powell, recording engineer. In 2013, the Jazz Showcase in Chicago is celebrating 65 years of presenting jazz. Congratulations, Joe and Wayne Siegel. Clark Terry is on trumpet and Red Holloway on saxophone. They're brothers on the bandstand and were the greatest of friends. Red Holloway passed away at the age of 85 last winter in California. Clark Terry and his wife, Gwen, live in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We hope they're listening tonight. We love you madly. And congratulations on the recent ASCAP Dean's Taylor Award, honoring the book, Clark, the Autobiography of Clark Terry, published by the University of California Press. And thanks to the Jazz Foundation of America Clark Terry Fund and the California Jazz Foundation, assisting musicians year-round. There's more about this set at npr.org/toastofthenation. In a minute, we'll be at the Monterey Jazz Festival for the Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band. I'm Rhonda Hamilton.